"Can't you keep that damn dog on a leash?" a girl yelled from the neighbouring garden. Her name was Monica, and it was her cat. "That sneaky beast could just have stayed clear of our garden," a boy yelled over the hedge. His name was Sigurd, and it was his dog. "Such a nice little cat couldn't possibly bother anyone," Monica answered back. "Nice," Sigurd exclaimed. "That little serial killer is trying to exterminate all the birds in the garden." "Oh, that couple of house sparrows." "It's not house sparrows," Sigurd corrected her. "Tree sparrows and chaffinches and..." He was interrupted by a loud pop. It sounded almost like a balloon popping. A large bird flew out of a black hole in the sky. "A falcon," Sigurd thought as it streaked past him. "But where did it come from?" Right in front of his eyes, the hole closed again with a sucking sound. He turned his head after the falcon and just barely saw some guy flying directly through the hedge head first and land in Monica's garden, right in the middle of a bed of marigolds. Monica screamed. Sigurd stared, open-mouthed. Even the dog and the cat forgot to bark and hiss. "Ouch," the stranger said, and got on his feet. It was a young man. He brushed dirt and petals off his clothes. A sky blue jerkin with silver embroidery, a short cape draped over one shoulder, and a pair of trousers fitting tightly around his legs. He picked his hat up and tried to straighten the broken feather in it. Then he bowed deeply to Monica and said, "I apologize 1,000 times, my lady, that I came barging in like this." Who are you?" she asked. Sigurd hurried through the hole in the hedge and said, "Where did the falcon go?" "The falcon? That's me," the stranger replied. "I am Prince Cavallo." "Cool," Sigurd thought. "He can turn into a falcon, like those who turn into werewolves." "He's a werefalcon." "A prince. I'm standing here talking to a prince," Monica cheered inside. "Isn't that just totally awesome?" "Can you tell me where I have ended up?" Cavallo asked. "Here," Monica answered, "in our garden, on Mirabelle Road." "And the town is called Oopsville," Sigurd added. His guess was that the prince probably did not live just around the corner. "But what kind of a world is this?" Cavallo asked again. "World," Sigurd repeated with astonishment. "Perhaps the guy is an alien," he thought. "There is something strange about his eyes." "This is Earth. What else?"
"Earth? What Earth?" Cavallo asked.
"Yeah, you know, Earth," Sigurd tried again. "Third planet from the sun, somewhere in the far reaches of the Milky Way." Cavallo sighed deeply. "I have never heard of that place," he said. "This is not the world where I belong."
"Are you lost?" Monica asked worriedly. "Where do you come from?"